I believe they're coming in now.
What's poppin'? Take two from the DealsInTheD.com studios. Just experienced the briefest power outage in the history of Ferndale.
Wow. What is that, about an hour?
I think lens crafters could have made glasses in the time of that power outage.
Definitely was over at Jackson, I know that much.
It was. Not by much, though. That was great job, DTE.
It happened right as Brandon and I left. And so I'm like, maybe we should have left earlier.
Hey! Not correlation at all.
You are very angry.
I was pissed. I know. Well, it pisses me off to see the lights blazing across the street every freaking time. They've just got power out the ass across the street. They turn everything on just to show off.
Get out a spotlight, aim it this way.
Why wouldn't there be some concern? Gee, they always go out on this side of the street, but not that side. So maybe there's something we can do so they stop going out on this side of the street, too. It just seems like, I don't know. But then again,
my power is not legit.
Used to happen in West Bloomfield, too. Same thing. I was on the wrong side of the street.
I'm going to bring by some long extension cords. We'll just hook it up to Daryl's house, drag it across the street and down here.
I think Daryl would be hip to that. Sure, it's February. Oh, no. It's not February yet in the show. It's Mesa time. Facebook is brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. They're getting an extra read today. 150 of the world's most premium tequilas and ready for your immediate consumption. Plus, it's Margarita Monday, $4 fresh-squeezed margaritas, $13 all-you-can-eat Taco Tuesdays, open mic Wednesdays with half-off bottles of wine and pitchers of sangria, trivia Thursdays, win cash and prizes, plus an amazing Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., and the amazing 35-foot big screen. Oh, is that great for watching college basketball? March Madness coming up. So, when we left off, I was just describing.
Did you feel the electricity in the air?
This isn't big news compared to some other stuff going on, but it meant a lot to me. Peter Frampton revealing that he's got a degenerative muscular disease called IBM, and he's furiously recording music and booking his final tour. Oh, God, I hate that.
That's sad.
He's been such a great guy, too. You know, I've seen him in a million places. Been to his shows. He came in studio way back when, gave us many phone interviews promoting shows, and he's just a fabulous guy. I like him in so many ways. I couldn't be rooting harder for him.
He even talked to us at 105.1.
That's right. How crazy is that? So, best wishes to Peter Frampton. Man, the old mouth guitar.
Plus, he was the soundtrack of your summer.
Summer of 76, Frampton comes alive. You know, I can't think of a... I had to smack the intro. I can't think of any albums that dominated a year like that. Honestly, it was utterly Frampton Comes Alive, summer of 76, and most of 76. I remember in the winter, too. Much like Slim Shady was probably 1990... What was that, 99?
Yeah,
99. It's the 20-year anniversary, and the Free Press has a pretty good oral history, I thought.
Wait, before we leave Frampton. Was not playing? Oh, never mind. It's supposed to be him when he was on The Simpsons.
Like I do, do you feel?
Why can't the power go out now?
Bob Mayo on the keyboards, Bob Mayo.
Yeah, he was part of Homer Palooza.
Yeah, he's been everywhere. I mean, he was really down. In fact, CBS did a good interview with him talking about it.
On the Old Man Show?
No, it was on Saturday.
Oh, really?
And Frampton was very positive about it. He doesn't seem remotely bitter, just, you know, trying to get all he can in and prepare for change, which, oh boy, it's still... He may be putting a good light on it. I just can't seem to, I can't seem to do it myself somehow. I'm so bummed. I just love him. I just wish the best for him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the Slim Shady thing in the Free Press, Eminem fans will really enjoy that. Yeah, I don't know what is really new in there.
He's kind of, you know, we were talking the other day, for the intro for the best of about people that are kind of mysterious. He's fairly mysterious.
I would have to agree. And they talk a lot about personality. And, you know, I think what you forget when you look at some of the biggest, most dominant, outstanding artists like U2, Bob Dylan, The Stones, The Beatles, Eminem, Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, whoever it is, they all work their asses off. And Eminem, the struggle to get to Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre, you know, that's really the exciting part, is reading about how many times they could have given up. And they end up, somebody got a tape into Jimmy Iovine's weekend bag, which he would listen to stuff that he threw in there on the weekend.
I don't listen to hip-hop.
He played it for Dr. Dre. They both loved it. Next thing you know, they're working on a deal within days. And Eminem is over at I think it's called The Mix, working in a closet because they couldn't afford the main studios.
Wow.
Although eventually Kid Rock would be working in one of the main studios.
And you were saying that they're on a Third Eye Blind album together. What was that story? Which is so weird.
They wanted somebody to rap on a track, and they used Kid Rock for one and Eminem for another because they were both there. And the funny part, and I don't remember who was telling it, was saying that they were telling them how to do it.
That just seems so laughable. It seems laughable anyway, since they were rappers.
And also, Eminem he couldn't afford the rent. So they're renting this closet for $1,200. They've got equipment stacked to the ceiling. They have to go up because it's so small. And, you know, guys are falling asleep at the mixing boards. They're there 20 hours a day for weeks. Anyway, one day Henry Rollins knocks on the door and very politely asks if they can turn it down because he's going to record some vocal takes next door. I thought it was intriguing that they talked about the fact that he never changed. He was always that introverted but fun guy to be around. He wasn't a mean-spirited person.
Sounds like he's the kind of guy, it takes a while for him to trust other people.
Definitely.
But look at how he handles, those major, I guess, scandals or issues when he first came out with homophobia and wife, wife beating and stuff. And his mom.
Yeah, his mom. I think he was just trying to tell his story. And he did say, there was a quote from him in there, something about, she knows what the truth is. Mm-hmm. She knows she was using drugs.
Who's my mom?
She was lovely.
I don't think he was very happy that we talked with his mom.
Well, she's probably not his favorite interview. But there's some great stories in there. You know, one day Marshall and one of the other guys was telling Jimmy Iovine, because Jimmy was really, this is going to be huge, it's going to be great. And somebody said, boy, I can't wait to see him on a billboard. And the next day Jimmy said, hey, take a trip down La Brea. He got a billboard put up.
Really?
Yeah. But you know, the amazing thing is, it sounds like after all the rejection, there was a lot of Interscope.
Yeah.
Evan Bogart from Interscope saw Eminem at a rap battle, the Rap Olympics in October 97, and he said, oh my God, this guy's incredible.
Yeah.
We got to sign this guy. No one got it in Interscope. There's no room for a white rapper. There's the Vanilla Ice thing sort of clouding the matter, but
there were no white rappers then. Yeah, you had Beastie Boys, really, but they kind of moved past rap at that point.
It still amazes me that they can't hear him for his talent. They have to go, white rapper, get out of here.
Don't make my facial tissue a racial issue. I think that was one of M's lines.
So Evan Bogart got a tape to Jimmy Iovine in his bag, and 24 hours later, everything changed, and Jimmy and Dr. Dre got it right away.
And that blew up. And that was back before YouTube, where video still mattered on MTV, and he made some damn good videos.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, first video, he talked about seeing that at 2 o'clock in the morning, and just sort of, wow.
Creative dude.
Yeah, great story, though. A whole lot more to it, including picking up thousands of pills in Tijuana while they were in Los Angeles, and basically everyone getting addicted to something.
Wow.
And, you know, that's pretty dicey stuff, coming back over the border with all those pills.
Did he? But, so did this, does it dig into his hospital stay? And his,
no.
His over, no.
Pretty much sticks around 99, 98, okay. Well, 97. Yeah, makes sense. But, the, you know, the buildup is, I love reading the, this Beatles book, which is 800 pages. I'm still reading it. I've been reading it for
800
a year.
800 pages.
Well, I just read 10 pages at a time.
What do you, but, what do you learn about the Beatles that you don't know? You know everything. One.
Well, from 56.
Douglas had to poop.
56 to 63, the struggle.
Yeah.
And it is a brutal, brutal struggle. I mean, Eminem's struggle seems like nothing compared to that. So, you know, and they're teenagers. They're 15 or 16. There's a lot of funny stories. But it's so documented. That's the amazing thing, yeah, is that someone has documented almost every day. It's, I don't even know. I'm not even sure I believe it sometimes. But
don't write me a book, kid.
Not for everybody. So, there's so much to talk about, and there's so much more coming today. Tomorrow's show, we'll be talking about the Oscars and Michigan State, and my God, and we're barely, I don't know how we're going to get everything into this show, but first.
Hey, one last thing about Frampton. Did you mention that he's coming to town? He's doing a farewell tour?
Yeah, I okay. just mentioned he's, oh, he's tooling up for the last tour. What, does he have a date here?
Yeah, July 25th at DTE. He's going to be at Interlochen up in Traverse City.
You know, they mentioned that he's got a date at Madison Square Garden and at the Forum, which I don't think he's headlined Madison Square Garden in probably 30 years.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
someone's got to get Joel off the stage.
Yeah. I think he's done tours with other people, and he can always get a great crowd at Pine. I mean, he's a good draw, but, mm-hmm. you know, that just goes to show, you know, you have your moment, and then you're not always in that moment, and he's been in and out, but, of course, being his farewell tour, I think they wanted to book Madison Square Garden and the Forum for Peter, which he was excited about. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, I hope he has. I hope he enjoys it. I'm sure he will. So, springtime is around the corner. You'd never know with the power being out and windy, snowy weather, but, yeah, it's coming. And Zod Ford always being optimistic and celebrating in Holly and at DealsInADD.com. Wanting to warm the cockles of your heart with their annual $99 payment party, lease a new fun-to-drive 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $99 a month, or the sporty 19 Ford Escape as low as $99 a month. Finally, lease the new family-friendly performance SUV, a 19 Ford Edge as low as, yes, $99 a month.
And you're driving along, la-la-la, woo!
Celebrate $99 payments in early spring with your friends at Zod Ford and Holly. And Hall Financial, oh, Jess. Jess,
what?
Jess is reporting five tips last week and four Whoa. The week before. I think we'd get a week off from the whole tip program.
It's good.
I know. I'm glad. It's just good to have the sheriff off our case a little bit.
I was listening to an economic podcast because, yeah. And this one was about housing and what's going on. And what's going on with housing. And I guess January was just atrocious. January 2019, just a terrible.
We have the best economy in our history.
However, the first 2 weeks of February were phenomenal and very surprising, and rates being what they are right now, the housing market is not ready to pull any kind of shenanigans.
Well,
which I thought was kind of interesting. So, you know, it wasn't our fault they didn't get any leads in January. The whole market was kind of.
Well, it was really the last week of December where we got, when the sheriff got on our ass.
And it worked for her. It was smarter for her to do that.
Don't be an economic girly man.
Well, I'll always sell. I can sell Hall Financial all day. If somebody needs a refi, I expect them to go there for their own good. The top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of the show, and they do a great job. They're all about customer service, better options, lower payments, taking care of you. And you've heard it from our many listeners and all their five-star reviews because they do put you first. They get referral business. If you want to, if you've got a son or a cousin or maybe your parents who need somebody to help them, Hall Financial will bust those numbers and they will do everything they can to take care of you. And they do it on Sunday and they do it on Saturday. I mean, we hear crazy stories all the time about these people. People closing early, 44-day averages. Theirs is 19 days. Sellers impressed. All the time with Hall Financial, drewandmike.hallfg.com. Click the link on the Drew and Mike Show website and fill out the online form, and they will be crunching numbers when they get back to you. 248-308-5000, NMLS number 1467435.
Just be ready when you call because they're going to call you back fast, even on the weekend like the one guy.
I know, you might want to just keep your phone handy because they might be calling you back. before you're done with your call. So, you know, as far as new news, the Robert Kraft story is just so
awesome.
So
he's at the
crazy.
Oscars tonight.
I know. He was at the pre-Oscars bash on Saturday. Bezos was there.
Of course. Who was he with?
In a vest.
He was? A new vest picture? Oh, I'm now excited.
A dark vest. Check Daily Mail. You'll see his new vest.
Oh, great. Brandon, will you pull that?
No Lauren Sanchez.
No. He's... Did he go to that spa, that day spa?
I wouldn't be surprised because we've got the guy from, the guy from Citigroup.
Yeah, the former president of Citigroup.
There's a billionaire that went to Orchids of Asia Day Spa, and then some LPGA chick's boyfriend, which is, I might seriously shell that. I was like, boyfriend, really?
You didn't like my prediction on tech?
Has a boyfriend?
My prediction on text on the over the weekend that Tiger Woods probably went there. I think it's very possible.
It sounds to me like word got around about this place, but you know, I went to Orchids of Asia Day Spa reviews.
Yeah.
Because you know, it sounds so seamy. And to think they have Robert Kraft on video blowing up.
Everybody they've busted, they have on video.
I wonder if he sounds like Bezos. Do we have the audio of Kraft yet?
I think we do. Hang on.
Maybe we do.
Find it.
It might sound like Jeff Bezos. I don't know.
Why is he making so much noise?
Yeah.
Kraft.
Wow. Oh, she's into it at least.
Wow. I'm gonna shoot. Fucking shoot.
Thank you, Dan.
Damn.
I just did a commercial for Kraft. I'm the official voice of Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Oh, is this video gonna get out?
I doubt it. These are just misdemeanor charges.
It seems like there's nothing that doesn't get out, though. Everything gets out. Somebody puts it out, don't they always? Am I going to be watching Bob Kraft blow up?
Hopefully. I mean, honestly, if you asked him, he'd probably do it for you anyway. He seems like kind of a weirdo creep.
Did you see this coming?
Oh, no, I did not see it coming.
Did this surprise you?
What, that he got busted in something like this?
Yes.
Only because I would expect him to use higher-end whores.
That's exactly what I thought.
Although,
I also thought he's got a 39-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, she's,
oh, she's done working on that thing. She's been done with that for years.
She gives him 2 HJs a year and then gets...
And it takes her all day.
She shows up for balls and events. You know, she's a great piece to have to bring to a party.
She's arm candy.
Arm candy. And then...
She's got the credit cards to use.
Yes.
She probably sent him there.
Shopping sprees.
She may have.
Robert,
I'm
not doing that again. Go to the Oriental Day Spa.
She probably got him a gift certificate.
Christmas gift.
That would make a lot of sense.
Can I just say something? Brandon and I were talking about this a little bit. I don't understand the allure to going there and getting beat off because I think I could do it better at home. Quicker and cheaper, too.
It's fun having somebody else do it, though.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Complete stranger? Hot Asian chick?
Wow. A nice old-fashioned.
A blowjob, maybe, but... I don't know, reading like some of the stuff of that these women
in a room with
do.
Your hand, jeez.
My hand's really good. We know each other. It's totally consensual.
I know, but that's
I don't have to pay my hand.
It's a strange hand. It's a weird hand. It's a new hand.
Jack.
Yeah, that isn't going to do it as good as I can.
How do you know? What makes you think you're so good?
Well,
you trying to give your dick an Indian burn?
Lots of practice.
You're every gay man's dream. Your hand is every gay man's dream. Is your hand?
We're soulmates. My hand and I are soulmates.
So there's no hand that can teach you anything new.
I have audio of
Mark's left hand knows what my right hand's right hand is doing.
Mark's inner monologue.
You should see me have sex with myself.
But the strange.
Well, I didn't know you needed someone strange to beat you off all the time.
I don't. But a strange hand has unique qualities to it. It brings up the quality. The strangeness adds quality.
So can my imagination.
It's actually been pretty erotic. After all, the palm is the vagina of the hand.
Well, Brandon, where do you stand on this?
I don't. I would never go to a rub and tug place. I just don't think you don't get your money's worth.
Listen,
you can do it for free.
I'm not a fan. I'm not saying I would go to this place. Or any place like it. But the reviews are
I don't get why people do. And I feel, do you feel a little bit bad for Robert Kraft in that they're just misdemeanors, yet he's the face of this right now?
Well, yeah, it's hard not to feel bad for him. But he doesn't mind.
No, he doesn't
care at all. He's at a pre-Oscar party, just waltzing around like, hey, how you doing, everybody? And, you know, all you can think is, am I going to see a video of this guy blowing up? Jeez.
But I think you mean boiling over.
But let me ask you
this.
Yeah,
that too.
Does this force him, is somebody, is there going to be an entity that tries to push him away from the NFL?
The NFL will. Because the NFL tries to adjudicate everything that anybody involved.
They hate the Pats.
People are always caught up in the penalties for this stuff. I never even care about the penalties. It's like, ah! I just feel like, because, okay, let's just say that they plea it down or they say, we're dropping charges. It's still there.
Yeah.
It's still page it's still one in my brain.
What do you think of Kraft?
I don't know what I don't know what, honestly, I can't, it's hard to process this. It's just so, but he's a really rich guy. I don't, again, why is he going to this cheap place? But let's see what the reviews have to say. I went right to the Orchids of Asia site, and Carolyn says the massage was itself was pretty good, but I paid $59 for a 30-minute massage. That's exactly what he paid. $59 or $79 for an hour, I think it was. And halfway through, the woman doing the massage and another one were talking through the door to each other. They make you pay beforehand, and then upon leaving, insist you pay a tip, so you feel pressured to do it. If you want to end up paying at least $70 for 30 minutes with an interrupted massage, this is the place to go. Not to mention, the doorbell is extremely loud. This comes up again. Vero, I am seriously ticked off. The other day I was trying to go for soothing relief that only the Orchids of Asia can provide, and some shaved Santa Claus-looking dude got out of a limo and blocked my path. Said something about not taking any days off, and just like that, I was out of luck. I certainly hope you'll honor my coupon next time. This is an outrage. Cheryl, I had to walk out halfway through it. First, Cheryl. The masseuse was doing a lovely job, and I was enjoying it. But I know she has no idea. It's a rub and tug. Cheryl just goes, oh, massage is great.
That's why they did a terrible job. They don't want Cheryl coming back.
Well, I would think they'd be relieved to see Cheryl.
Yeah,
it's
but
like they don't have to beat anybody off
yeah, but that's
for 30 minutes.
But that's one person they don't make as much money on.
But that's my question, because you just read, obviously, a review that is a joke that someone wrote. How many of the reviews now are, you know, fake?
I don't know. Was that one a joke?
I don't know what
the
I really didn't know about
was.
That one.
Not taking a day off. That's a
Patriots
reference. Yeah.
This is the first one I believe was real, and the doorbell does come up a few times. She had to walk out halfway through it. First, the massage was doing a lovely job. I was enjoying it, but it soon turned out to be the most horrendous experience for a massage. She asked me to pay beforehand, and like someone else said, this should have been a huge red flag, but I was a walk-in. They were able to do it right. Should have been another alarm. Oh, they were able to do it right away. So I tried to put minor irritations aside. About 10 minutes in the massage, the doorbell kept ringing for mailmen or staff going in and out. It's the Big Ben count, ding-dong, 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 ding-dong type, so impossible to ignore. The phone rings constantly, and then you hear the manager shout back in Asian.
Asian.
The manager began to shout questions to my attendant through the door. This went on for about 4 minutes. I'm not kidding. Eventually, the door opened for them to continue a discussion with me lying there half-naked and barely covered. My attendant left the room. When she came back, I realized the hands on me now weren't the same as before. These hands didn't feel like a masseuse. So when this attendant left the room to answer the phone again, leaving the door open, I sat up. I had to wait for them to return to tell them I wasn't going to put up with this any longer.
Ugh.
The manager said she'd refund my credit card payment, then pretended to not know how to do it as I stood there fed
up. Well,
they
speak Asian, so.
When I threatened to call my bank and have the charge contested, she suddenly remembered how. Funny how that goes. Stay away. Someone shut this place down. Let these girls go work somewhere else. Let these girls
you
go work somewhere
You know I don't go Chinese.
I was having a good massage, I will add that, but obviously this place is being run into the ground by bad management. She thinks it's just poorly managed.
Yeah, well, because you're a woman.
Look at the manager's face. You'll see the stress in her eyes. I should have listened to my gut when I noticed that. Maybe someone should investigate this place. I hope these girls are being paid, not slaves. Something seemed awfully fishy here.
Wow. What is this, the whistleblower? Because wasn't there one whistleblower?
Yes. The owner responds, hi, Cheryl. We're so sorry for your last experience. We apologize for what happened to you.
Hey.
It's not always happened here. We care about our customers and try our best to improve all things you mention. Ooh, that's a lot of things.
Sorry, not sorry.
was in Jupiter for the weekend, wanted to get a decent facial at a great price. Went in for a 30-minute facial. Was disappointed, to say the least. The first red, boy, a lot of red flags at this place. Should have been the one that greeted me, asked if I wanted to pay for the service beforehand. The lights were left on for the entirety of the facial. I was given no eye covers or a band to keep my hair back. Furthermore, the woman kept performing the entire thing without gloves on, using only her fingertips and long nails to apply the products to my face.
Ugh.
Soon enough, the woman's phone began ringing incessantly on the loudest volume possible, and she answered every single call.
Yeah, she's got to compete with that loud doorbell.
More than this, there was a bright flashing light to accompany the obnoxious ringing. Toward the end of the facial, a mask was applied to Harden. Once hard, she removed the mask again with her long fingernails and scratched my forehead.
Which, by the way, have been touching tons of dick. So basically, it's like all those dicks are applying it to your face.
Well, she probably gets some semen on her face, which is supposed to be good.
The use.
Lastly, I approached the desk to pay with card. She asked how much of a tip I wanted to leave. I said $3.
Zero.
I was told I could only add tips in increments of five.
That's a good move.
Oh, they say, thank you for bringing this issue to our attention. I apologize for the service. We'll improve our store. Refer to the problem you mentioned.
I don't do love those places that are like tell you how much you can pay and how you can pay by when you're the customer.
I know.
You can only pay in cash in increments of five.
My aunt went to take me on the last day of my vacation for a much-needed massage, my first one. She had a gift certificate. They do have gift certificates. That's so, we know crap.
That's nice, okay.
When she went to pay the front desk, they said it was not valid. It was from the old owners, not the new owners.
That's another good move. That's another great bait and switch
These
move.
These guys are great.
How are you going to prove that they're even new owners?
When my aunt explained she had spoken to someone earlier, confirmed she could use the gift certificate, the response was the owner was in China and the front desk girl did not understand English. It's not her fault.
It's not her fault.
China!
We walked up.
She's in China human trafficking right now.
I never got my massage.
Aw.
We found out this place is a rub and tug. Ew!
All right, how about all the people that are going there that are down there that are taking selfies in front of the place? Like the Giants fan? Did you see that guy?
Yes.
Did you see the nude guy?
No.
Some guy just took off his clothes nude and took a picture in front.
Oh, boy.
Giants fans. Maz will probably go down there.
John went for a real massage, realized this place is more of a happy ending kind of place. Evidently, they have no formal training, overpaid for a bad massage, oil rub down, and was hustled for a tip, as she said, I only get paid by tip.
Well, that's not our problem.
Hurry up and buy!
Oh, God. What is Robert Kraft doing at this place?
He's getting pulled off. Did you see the other story about Kraft with all the hot Asian women before the Super Bowl?
No.
The 77-year-old billionaire was
crafty
at a beach.
One, the crafty one, Robert Kraft.
He's got the condo down there. They milled about with the 77-year-old billionaire on the sand as a young male worker.
What do you mill about? What does that mean?
They
exactly?
don't have anything to do. They just kind
of... Sounds boring. I don't want to mill about with Robert Kraft.
I'm just waiting for your turn to beat him off. Aww. That's really what you're waiting for. So a young male worker carted out a collection of sporting goods for him, boogie boards, paddle boards, and an umbrella for shade. The hotties were hanging around outside the house as Kraft was walking around with them, according to the source. The Kraft then ducked into his double unit, which is next to the Breakers Resort, whatever that is.
Are they just hoping he'll drop a few hundreds on the ground by accident?
Police say they secretly... Okay, so then they talk about that. But it sounds like this happened the same time he was busted, because they only busted these people in a four-day period. It's like the shortest sting in history.
Wow.
And you know there's some guy that would go there once a week to get beat off, but he just didn't happen to do it in those 4 days.
He's like, yes.
Did you hear how
a Patriots player said teammates were disappointed in Kraft, who hasn't contacted them since the scandal broke.
You know,
it's a misdemeanor.
Why do they have to speak? Why does everyone have to speak on this that's related? Oh, what do you think of Robert Kraft? I don't know. I hope he came.
What
do you say?
The players have no idea where. Of course he came. They have no idea where he is, and Kraft will keep quiet about his location, said the player, who asked not to be identified. He termed Kraft's disappearing act mafia style. Yet, we all know where he is. He's at the Oscars.
Having a ball.
Among the offerings at that place, yeah, $59 for a half hour, $79 for an hour, there was a table shower, which involves a customer stripping nude and getting hosed down with a handheld shower nozzle.
Hurry up!
It's a table you lay on, and then they give you a shower with Dove body wash, wrote one Yelp reviewer. In a nutshell, this isn't a place.
Well, you can't take a shower at home. You got to pay to take it there.
Well, you can't beat off at home. You got to pay to get beat off there.
Well, it's a little more unique. There might not be anybody to beat you off at home, except for you, who love yourself so much.
It's time management.
If you're not with yourself or you're not with someone else, then they have to go out.
What are you doing, playing
Pocket
Fiddler, son?
Time management, man. How embarrassing for him. Although, like you said, he didn't give a shit.
He doesn't seem to give a shit. It's kind of cool.
Were you surprised how excited Maz was about this?
He was pretty pumped. Should we call him?
Which I told him he'll just have to celebrate his winning next year's Super Bowl from prison. Oh, wait, they're misdemeanors. He'll be fine.
You know, it's one of those things, though. It's just one of those things that will stick in everyone's brain when they see Robert Kraft is him with some. It sounds like these girls are sexually trafficked.
Well, and that's maybe that's the issue, too. All the focus is going to be on Robert Kraft, not how horrible
Robert
this place
Kraft,
really is.
I don't think Robert Kraft is trafficking people.
No.
I think he just went in to get beat off,
yeah.
And the girl that beat him off is being trafficked.
Yeah.
I read something where these girls do an average of 2,000 dudes a year.
Really? That's efficient.
Well, 300 days, 7 guys a day.
Wow.
God, that's a lot of dick.
It is. It's too many.
I mean,
dicks.
That's just.
All
know,
different shapes and sizes and colors. And
sound like the American dream to me.
The problem is it just like becomes a job to them.
Probably.
Where's the love?
It's like being an eye doctor. It's just another set of eyes. Well, it's one eye. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Well, in a related topic, I guess it's related. Did you see the
head of your penis?
The woman who is leading the Time's Up organization, which
yes.
is now a multi-million dollar operation.
Yeah.
Her son was Me Too'd.
Yeah.
Which wasn't a huge problem until she said she had to support her son, which is, I thought, very ironic because, of course, there were many quotes from her from the past, but you have to believe the victim. And so she resigned. What, I mean, what is going on out there?
Is her son getting sued, and is that person suing him getting representation from Time's Up? Because that'd be the ultimate
irony. That would be kind of cool. Everything, all my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around. Yeah.
By the way,
Chapin for you.
His name is Gary Bowden Jr., but for some reason, in quotes, is the name Dijon. So his name's Gary Dijon Bowden.
Gary.
So did he just pick that name because it sounds pretty cool?
I guess if you Time's Up somebody, they give you a third name. I don't know.
Like
did you see
the mustard?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you see what his three jobs are?
Yes, he's a yoga weirdo. Isn't he a life coach?
His accuser is he's a life coach, which we roll our eyes at, a photographer, which everyone's a photographer, and a podcast host.
That's right.
Damn it. That. First two, I was laughing at. The third one, I was, fuck.
And by the way, the story is just horrible. He's teaching some yoga thing, or he's massaging someone. And
good luck with the apostate.
She's getting a job at the day spa.
Yeah.
This girl even cried like while it was happening. I told him I don't feel well, and he kept saying, trust me, I'm a podcast host. He kissed the back of my neck.
Hot.
He said, don't worry if you're afraid. He then brushed his penis over her arm, jiggled her buttocks, and blew air on her private area. That.
The oldest trick in the book. Apparently.
That's not how you do that.
Well, he's an expert. He's a yoga guy and life coach. He knows all that stuff.
Can you imagine how bored? Like, say it was consensual. It was with a girl, and he just starts doing that, how bored she would be?
I'm not sure. Well, maybe we can get some feedback on that move.
Unless he was just doing, and he missed.
Hashtag.
Brandon said we got a lot of reply from hashtag PF. I forgot how you spelled it.
Hashtag THOOP. I don't know. And hashtag.
I listened back to that. It's really funny. It's really funny. See, people miss out if you don't listen to Best Of.
That was a lengthy preamble.
We got a lot out of Clayton.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Not open his Instagram.
All right, we're not going to read anything, but I do want to tell you.
He's got the best comments. Nobody gets comments like that.
He does have a cartoon now. It's his latest post. It's a cartoon, and you can see the outline of his unit.
Read what he wrote.
Can you read just a few comments?
Read his caption first.
How cool is this from Colin Lucas? Thank you. It's me, right down to the ... glasses. And jockstrap, of course. Just makes me smile. And then a million hashtags, and there's his picture where he's...
jockstraps as much as you do.
How about a couple comments?
Oh, no. I don't want to get stuck in this wormhole.
Just a couple.
Oh, look at this one. The bulge should have been bigger.
Oh, knock it off. Flatter will get you everywhere.
You're always a piece of art. Daddy's sexy gostoso.
Daddy's where I lose it, man.
Filling up that jock nicely.
What a great...
All right.
want to see that jock come off. I think it needs a wash.
I want to smell that jock. Will you post that under Drew's account to him?
I'm going to like it. There you go.
Under you got a comment, but at least put an eggplant up there or something.
An eggplant?
There's plenty of eggplants already.
What? Yeah. Well, then what's one more? He needs another one.
An eggplant.
I wish I'd never met him.
Is Bolte still following you?
Yeah, do you know?
Oh, Bolte? Yeah, last I knew. I'll check. But first, you hate your contact lenses. You despise your reading glasses. You forget them. You lose them. You do anything to never need them again. The answer is move on. Be done with ancient technologies. With glasses, you need a new prescription, new frames. I need an appointment right now. New lenses every year or so. Contacts, a daily burden. And when you pry them out, you can't see. Dr. Yellow's helped over 50,000 metro area people get 20/20 or better vision without glasses and contacts with custom CATS LASIK. Most advanced in the world and with multifocal lens implants for people 50 plus that give you great near and far vision for life. You'll never get cataracts after multifocal lens implants. And no matter what, everyone should get an eye exam that regular insurance covers. And if you're even considering any of Dr. Yaldo's state-of-the-art surgeries, LASIK or multifocal lens implants, the evaluation is free. So call 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to the Yaldo Eye Center. Mother Nature's been punishing us and knocked our power out, but our friends at Zot Dodge Ram want to ease your pain and suffering during Ram Truck Month. Zot Dodge Ram
Mother Nature
is offering new 19 four-door Ram 1500 4x4s at $99 a month. How often does this happen? That's right, $99 a month. It's crazy. My cable bill was 400 and some, so it'd be less than a quarter of my cable bill. That's, yes, it is cheaper. Plus, if you don't have a 4x4, that's what you'll be doing, sitting on your ass at home watching TV. So go see our friends at Zot Dodge Ram today. No, they don't have Maz, but they've got Stephanie, and she's hotter, and she would like to efficiently get you in a new Ram truck for $99 a month.
Nice.
$99 a month. Only from friends at dealsandd.com. And Luke Nowacki, many of us are secure with our finances right now. Might not be as prepared as we need to be when planning our future financial obligations, which could be retirement or could be college for a youngin. Whether it be life insurance, college savings plan, or tax-deferred investments, Luke Nowacki can help answer all your questions, help plan your future finances. You know, with a college, if you start when that kid is two or three or just born, you've got, 18 years for that money to make money? It makes such a big difference, even if you just do a little something. The last you want to do in retirement is to have to listen to Juice remind you that he's letting you drive his car, that he pays for everything around here. Hoo-hoo-ha-ha! Call Luke at 248-663-4748 to set up a plan today to avoid your retirement collapsing like I don't know what. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned, other entities, and/or marketing, names, products, or services, referenced here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates. So there. Finally, there's all these other things in the way of Jesse Smollett. We can actually pass a show without even really discussing Jesse Smollett. Isn't that kind of nice?
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff with him, isn't there? Is there anything new?
Really?
Oh, there's one. There's a couple of things.
He's off the final two episodes.
He's got a drug problem now, as you called it.
You called it, yeah.
Now, you know, I'm kind of unclear on this. Seems like standard operating procedure just to say it's a drug problem. So however it comes out, you know, he's got this sort of red flag. Like, oh, well, that caused it. Whatever happened, that has something to do with it.
It's another PR move. It's sympathy. The cops don't care.
No, they would care less.
It matters zero when he wrote the check to him or if that check was even written to him.
And by the way, many people have had drug problems and alcohol problems. They don't call the police and say they're a victim of a hate crime.
No, it's stupid. Unless he wants to say he was really attacked by them over a deal gone bad.
I think he really wanted attention. I don't know why.
Yeah,
he thought he was going to get out of it. I can't read his mind. It sounds like they have some pretty good information, but... You know, it always sounded like it was way overdone. The noose and the... How often is someone attacked and have a noose put around their neck and bleach poured on them?
Doesn't.
And barely have a scratch, by the way.
And where they don't take it off? Like, when
and,
you take
and
the
their
noose
Subway
off
sandwiches
that?
Left unscathed?
I know.
There's so many goofy things
really
about this.
You really messed it up.
Yeah. So...
And he's also guilty of... being late for everything. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
He kept cast and crew waiting 30 minutes on Thursday.
Oh, because he was in court.
Yeah. for his big appearance, his big I'm sorry, where he's still saying to the cast and crew that, I didn't do it, which I don't know how or why they would even
He swore to God
he didn't do it. Well, then that's clear.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
I don't know. But, it takes a really special personality to stick to a story like doesn't
true.
It?
True, you nailed it early on. He's a sociopath.
Yeah,
he believes everything he thinks.
He thinks he's smarter than everyone. Thinks he's a couple steps ahead. He's not. He's not that smart, or he wouldn't have done this. He would know how badly this could come out.
Mm-hmm. But he never thought, yeah.
And that's why people, you know, if you watch true crime and you see how often murders are the spouse, the husband, mm-hmm. the wife, the aggrieved girlfriend, boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, ex-fiance, whatever it is, you find that it's not that they're so aggrieved. It's that they somehow think they will get away with it. I don't know why
they
think
they were going to get caught. We caught them.
So there's that element of, I'll outsmart him. I know how to do this. And, you know, he put training in his memo on the check to them for $35. And his defense is pointing out, like, see, look, it was for training. It's in the memo.
No, it was for training for this fake attack. He did a dry run.
Hearing his defense when this does take place, assuming there's a trial, how annoying is that going to be?
Very.
Listen to him lie for 3 weeks.
Yeah. But with him sticking to his guns, he still has support.
He maintained his innocence.
Yeah, and he still has support. He has actually quite a large support when you check it out online, and he's got support from his cast, Terrence Howard.
He's also got people in the cast who are livid.
You want to know where else he's lost support?
Where?
Good Morning America.
What?
No.
He was 2.5 hours late for that.
What?
He kept Robin waiting 2.5 hours.
So this guy's really got quite a tude.
It's funny, though. ABC and GMA seem to be in a spin about to defend Robin Roberts, which
nauseates I've seen a lot of it.
Staffers,
it is nauseating.
Staffers within the network said he took advantage of Robin over the next hour by weeping and protesting his innocence. Well, she could have fought back and asked some questions. Others say
somebody sure should ask him about that 2007 incident where he falsely filed a police report. Seems kind of germane to me.
Yeah, no one has even brought that up since.
What? How can that not be brought up? It's the same thing.
Staffers at ABC said Robin did nothing wrong and could not have helped the bad optics which now surround their interview. Well, she could have. She could have asked questions that
she
were
could have asked
out
about
there.
The PDF, about the 13 days records. It took to get the phone records to him. She could have asked a lot of things.
It was an interview everyone wanted. There's not really a spirit of regret about the Jussie interview, and no one feels that.
And why
Robin,
didn't they run part two?
That Robin got duped.
She wasn't there Friday. Did you know she wasn't there Friday?
Yeah. Maybe she's just taking Fridays off now.
Interesting.
She conducted an incredible interview.
No,
and
she
the
didn't.
Shoes fell, really, just right after the interview aired. Wrong. However you want to spin it, I thought she looked stupid in the interview. It wasn't even an interview. She just let him talk and cry.
We knew what the interview would look like before she did it.
Yeah. Good riddance.
I love how people are mashing up his interview with, like, the press conference.
Yeah.
It came out really well.
That police chief was great. And he's right. The harm that it's
of
doing.
Of course they'd be pissed. And
but there was another story out today. For the very beginning, we kind of speculated this. Never believed him. The investigators at first went there never really believed him.
I think it was hard to believe him.
For yeah, a lot didn't of make reasons. Any sense.
Brad Edwards from CBS Chicago, formerly of Fox 2, was on Charlie's No BS newscast. And, you know, he made a lot of good points. It was so cold that night. It was so cold. It was late. It was the middle of the night.
2 a.m. Yeah. Which would why it would have to be targeted if it was real.
But even if he was targeted, he was there at 2 a.m. because he had had that flight delay.
Yeah,
right.
So if someone was waiting, they waited 4 hours in that cold.
No. Well, no. they thought that he tipped his buddies off on Instagram because he had a couple posts from the plane still sitting on the runway.
Oh,
yeah. This is somebody who had a threatening letter sent to him at the.
And you're that public
about it. And he's Instagramming
it.
Exactly where he is on Instagram. Sure wasn't worried.
Yeah. What a loser.
By the way, his Instagram, does he love himself? Oh, my God.
Well, sociopath.
I know. I honestly, I can't get over
that people follow these people who are constantly posting pictures of themselves. Oh. There's no one. No one I want to see a picture of every 3 hours.
Paul McCartney.
No. No, I don't. No one. No one nude. The hottest nude chick in the world. I don't want
to
see her every 3 hours. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anyone.
It's amazing.
Robert Kraft.
No.
Getting beat off.
I might watch. Just to see what Robert Kraft looks like.
Oh, it's crazy. He disabled...
I don't know why I would look at that, but I think I would.
It's small.
Jesse disabled the comments. That's weird.
Oh.
Wonder why.
Sorry to hear that. Oh, yeah. He's supposed to be getting pounded. I don't think his support is really that strong, honestly.
No. I was listening to another podcast that was talking about this. They were talking to a reporter who covered it, and now all this blowback's on the media, and he's just like, it's funny because the blowback was on the media originally before this was a hoax because of using the word alleged attack. And this reporter is a gay black man, by the way. And he said,
well, some people said alleged.
Allegedly.
No, I know that's what they were mad at because the media was saying an alleged hate crime. They're like, this is a clear as day, a hate crime. And he's
OAC was one of the ones bitching.
AOC, yeah. But this reporter
who doesn't
like,
live in the Bronx, by the way. The neighbor says she's never there and she has stacks of mail. She says she does live there. AOC's a liar. She got some fancy, swanky place in D.C., some penthouse.
Not allowed to live in D.C., too. Or not swanky.
Pretty swanky.
Oh, man.
Pretty nice.
But it was just funny. They played a clip from that one show where all the ladies are talking around a table. I don't know which one.
You?
Is it the talk?
Oh.
And this lady was just going off about the use of the word alleged. And it just sounds so dumb knowing what we know now.
Why was she saying that?
Because it was a hate crime, clear and simple. And to use alleged.
She doesn't
means
know
it.
That. There were people questioning that attack from the first day.
And that's what that reporter was saying. He said, we can only go by what, you know, he says and what the police say on the record.
In a video doing something and people call it alleged.
It's
a video.
It's until you get, you know, sources within the department that start leaking stuff that the story starts changing. I just thought that was interesting. I don't know. People are just mad about everything.
There's too many voices. There's too many people talking who are stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wearying.
Yeah.
It really
Guilty.
Is wearying.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, because you just brought them both up, R. Kelly and Smollett, did you notice in the mugshot there that they're at the exact same spot?
Wow.
You can tell by the chip out of the brick.
Oh, wow.
They got their picture taken.
Well,
how
cool is that?
Right. How short is Jesse Smollett?
Yeah.
How short is he?
I don't know, but R. Kelly's a lot taller.
Yeah.
No, they're not rooming because Smollett's out.
Oh, that's
He could post bond. The other one, not so much. Sorry, R. Sorry, and Rob.
I don't understand why R. Kelly can pay all these non-disclosures, but he can't pay his child support. I think he should be thrown in there as soon as he's out until he pays his child support.
Yeah.
$169,000 he owes his wife. He never talks to his kids, by the way.
Oh, I'm shocked. Well, he can't
this
have
is somebody that is revered.
He doesn't want to talk to a kid that he can't have sex with.
That's kind of the way I looked at it.
That'd be great if he walks out and they just escort him back in the other door to walk back in for the child support.
I would love that. I don't think, why is he bonded? He's a pedophile. He's a known pedophile. He only goes right back to what he was doing. We know that.
He's not bonded, though. He doesn't have the money.
No, I know, but he can make bond. I mean, for R. Kelly, $100,000 should not be a big deal. If he hadn't paid all these NDAs, he would have so much money. And, you know, watching the Children of the Snow on Investigation Discovery ID about the Oakland child killers, you cannot believe what these people do to kids. And then they get 2 to 20 or 2 to 10 or 2 to 6 and they serve 3 or whatever. Why do we kiss pedophiles' asses? It just blows my mind.
At least
and this guy's a pedophile.
So is
Michael Jackson.
R. Kelly is a great attorney, though. Here's his press conference.
Oh, he's really good.
Isn't this defense?
Yes, all of them. I think all the women are lying. Yes, this has become, hey, R. Kelly. I can say R. Kelly did something. Boom. There was a press conference yesterday. Oh, these two girls were assaulted by R. Kelly, and the lawyer stood there with a picture of LL Cool J.
Nice.
Oh, so he's not guilty.
Nice defense because they had the wrong picture.
I have to tell you something.
It's such a zero.
Saying all the women are lying he is not helping his client. Not that I want him to help his client. I don't know why anyone would want to help his client.
He's not going to get paid. Here's another clip of him.
As you all know, Mr. Kelly was charged today with four separate cases. Two of the cases are super old.
Super old?
Not true. One of the cases seems to be a rehash of the conduct he was acquitted of.
Seems to be.
They got nothing on me past 92, Dobbs.
Including R. Kelly.
Yeah, there's a video of him peeing on a 14-year-old, you asshole, and referring to her 14-year-old genitals.
That involves some allegations in the late 2000s. I know the police have been aware of those allegations. They investigated it. And unfortunately, the state's attorney now succumbed to public pressure, to pressure from grandstanders like Michael Avenatti and Gloria Allred.
Great lawyer.
And brought these charges. Mr. Kelly is strong.
Not much of a defense there.
He's got a lot of support. And he's going to be vindicated on all these charges.
By me.
One by one, if it has to be.
What an idiot.
Great lawyer.
Yeah, all the women are lying. All the women are lying.
I'm your fucking lawyer, and you're fucking going home. Fuck that.
It's so worth it to say you were sexually assaulted. It's so glamorous.
Yeah, people love that.
I mean, it makes me puke that this guy just pays people off to shut up, and he did, and he's able to do this all this time. You know, he really, you know, we keep talking about Michael Jackson. Look at all that time that went by that we saw him with 12-year-olds everywhere. I have slumber parties. I play tag. It's like, that's the fucking freakiest thing anyone's ever said in the world. A 40-year-old guy saying, and hey, we play tag. And
we have super soakers. We have stink bombs.
Listen to this. And people just stood by and went, he needs it to have his childhood. It was taken away from him.
We have elephants and giraffes and crocodiles and every kind of tigers.
He's
and
like
lions.
A child. Well, he's a grown-up child. He's childlike.
Maybe we're starting to listen a little bit more to victims in this society.
Doesn't seem that way to me.
Well, but R. Kelly, did you ever think R. Kelly was going to get charged?
Well, I knew there was evidence out the ass.
Did you think he would ever get charged?
I didn't know. He was charged. He got off.
I mean, again.
It's money. He's got money. He's a star. Celebrities. We just love celebrities so much, we don't even mind if they're pedophiles. Robert Kelly, look at the people that worked with him. He was on the fucking Grammys, 3 years after... 3 years after he was got off for peeing on the chick, which everyone knew it was
him. His brother.
Yeah. 14 people identified her. Plenty identified him, too. He doesn't even look like his brother.
Do you think he's going to make bond?
Yeah, I think somebody will pay it for him, won't they?
Where's he going to get the money?
Wouldn't you think somebody would pay it for him?
He doesn't have a record label.
What about some of his fans or his...
I don't know. I was trying to think, does he have another musician or producer he's worked with that supports him? Because you don't see support anywhere. Some rich guy who's got a couple extra $100,000 laying around?
I would assume there's someone like that. You know, it's interesting, these people. And Avenatti said, and it's the first time I've heard anyone say this, that I want to go after all these enablers, too. All these people. You know, the guy, did you read the story about him? The two girls who were 15 and 16, the one girl, I think it was her 16th birthday, and they were in a hotel room waiting for R. Kelly. They were on local radio saying, hey, we're the hotel with R. Kelly. They were on the radio. And whoever it was working for R. Kelly walked in and said, Robert Kelly's coming in. Lift your dresses up, ladies. To these two girls who are 16 and 15, and he comes in with his dick out and gets on the bed.
What?
Yeah, and the 15-year-old went to the bathroom like I don't like this. And the other one blew him.
Oh, God.
Had sex with him, and then he tried to talk her into getting the other girl to join in. And then, what else is in that story? Well, I guess that's pretty bad already, but... I love the girl, too, that he met her at the trial.
Did the other one try to leave?
I don't think she tried to leave. I think they left eventually. But there was one girl that he met, and he got her to come over without her parents. They had sex. Then she was going to school the next day, and he said, hey, skip school. Take a cab to my studio. She takes a cab to his studio. He has sex with her, and then he leaves her way too much money for a cab to leave.
Yeah.
Leaves her a bunch of money. And... I mean, all these stories are just incredible. I don't know how many, so many people could make up the same sounding story
Well, this time he's on
lift
video.
Lift your dress up. The Honorable R. Kelly's coming in the room.
This time he's on video, though, acknowledging that the girl's 14 and his dick's inside her. So I don't know how you spin that one out.
Oh, they'll spin it.
How?
Way. I don't know.
He's admitting.
He pissed in a girl's mouth.
Yeah. I like to think there's been video improvement since the early 2000s.
The CNN lady who was so grossed out, by the way, she said it is a better video.
She saw it?
Yeah, she saw it.
Oh, boy.
She said it's in a living room with very well lit. The other video, by the way, someone's calling, "Hey, Rob!" And he's the old video. Someone calls, "Hey, Rob!" And he answers them.
The guy in the video?
Yeah, in the old video.
That's because his brother pretended to be him. Stupid.
You know what else?
And by the
about
way,
the old case.
Nice responding when you're in an act like that.
I know. Well, he filmed everything, I guess.
Yeah.
There's probably more videos.
You remember? Anytime his iPad got full, he just bought a new iPad instead of pulling the videos off or putting them in the cloud.
Lose all those great memories.
So there's going to be a pile of iPads somewhere. And nice filming on an iPad.
I don't want an iPad. Oh, God, this guy is just so horrible.
He's so cooked.
Well, I can't pay his bond. I love that.
He's
I hope
the
he
worst
rots
lawyer.
In there. Yeah, this lawyer's. Somebody said something, I think it was on the Today Show, said, "I don't know if this is the right lawyer for the." And it's like, well, no, what do you mean he's not the right lawyer? What, he deserves the best defense because he's R. Kelly?
Well, I think it's just showing that he has no money.
His attorney said he doesn't even have the publishing for I Believe I Can Fly.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he not write it?
No, he wrote it, but he's apparently sold it or something. He's an illiterate pedophile.
Did Space Jam get it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Does he have the rights to I'm a Big Pedophile?
He might.
Because that could be really hot right now. What if that started getting airplay?
Passport, too. I used to think that I could not be harmed. That they would keep quiet because I'm a star. And now the years have passed for copping fields. As long as grass is on the playing field, if I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, then they're mature hips. I'm a big pedophile. I believe I can touch her thigh. You can see it on videotape. Don't care, I'm more than twice her age. If her parents come home. It's good.
Great song.
What about the Passport? Does he have a new version of Passport, too?
Oh, yeah.
Good crowd.
Do you have your ass cork? Did you pick your cut? Rob, would you like to have your hole stretched out in prison? In prison.
It's the same keyboard player.
Wow, same band.
It's a nice little riff they got going there.
Man, you know, it's very memorable. It'll stick in your head.
You know, might as well just make this a complete horror show since it is so far. God, there's what is with all these fucked up people? We just hear about them more?
Yeah.
They're just busy fucking up more often. Did you read about the Los Angeles news anchor? Remember he died over Christmas?
Yeah, we've talked about him. Wow. Yeah, Chris Burrows.
Yeah, and he's in this room with this dude apparently doing drugs.
Yeah, well, at a Days Inn, which we tended to be really
focused on. Seemed a little odd to be at a Days Inn at 1 in the afternoon. He had taken off sick from work. And turned out the cure for his illness was to go to a hotel room at the Days Inn.
With a guy he met on Grindr.
With a dude. And they were, I guess they were partying away, having a nice old time. And then Chris Burrows, the anchor and reporter, who's so beloved, by the way, and he's got a wife and a child he loved dearly.
Oh, Lord.
He was putting rocks of, was it meth rocks in his rectum?
Yep.
And after the second meth rock, he put on a mask which had popper filters on it. I don't even know what that is.
Yep.
He says rectum damn near killed him.
I don't know what that means either.
Apparently, he was overbuzzed. I don't know if the poppers and the poppers filter and the mask did it. Why is he wearing a mask, by the way?
I don't know. Are you going to keep reading the rest of it?
Oh, he. By the way, he emptied out his trunk to set the room up for this other dude.
Oh.
He had a workbench and he had all
nice
kinds
host.
Of props. I guess it was it's an S&M thing.
What's weird about that is it's clearly not his first time doing this.
And
honestly, it hasn't even probably been a month. I mean, don't you build up to that over years to where you have your own bench and trunk?
I would imagine so. I mean, did you see all the stuff he had?
I did not see all the stuff, but the next line in the coroner's report was really interesting. Did you get that one? Can I just read it?
What did I miss?
Later on in the encounter, Mr. Burroughs inserted a second rock of methamphetamine through his anus and put a mask on.
I mentioned the second rock in his anus.
Yep. But then after that,
I just wanted to say it yourself.
So after he put the second rock in his anus and dusted the filters with poppers, whatever that means, his companion inserted his hand through his anus.
Through Chris Burroughs' anus?
Mr. Burroughs began...
But the rock's in there. Isn't he going to fuck the rock up?
Maybe he's trying to get it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to shove my fist right into your ass, hard and fast. Not in a sexual way, in a I am pissed off at you way.
You know, I'm a practical thinker. Well, I got to believe, you know, maybe he put the meth rock in his rectum, and then he put the other guy's meth rock in there by accident.
Oh.
He forgot he put the first meth rock in there, so the other guy had to get it out because he wanted to
Mine.
Do it.
Mine, yeah.
So that's why he put his fist
or
in
maybe
there.
He thought, oh, that's too much. Let me get it out of there for you. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Burroughs began grunting and then vomited and then became unresponsive.
Wait, is this related to the fist or all the meth or the popper filter?
Sounds like all of it happened too quickly.
Seems like a lot of activity.
While this guy's fist is in there. What happened to the guy? The other guy?
He was released.
Yeah. I mean, did he leave or did he call?
No, he tried to give him CPR.
He did? Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Not in the fist. The other guy sounds like a pretty good guy. He could have just bolted.
Well,
with the fist.
I think Burroughs wanted the fist, so he is just being a good guy and providing the fist. I don't know if he provided the meth or the poppers. And how does that grinder conversation go, by the way? That's pretty bold.
Yeah. I wonder how much time he spent on grinder.
Sounds like a lot.
I'm expecting some big story about Chris Burroughs, like the secret life of Chris. I'm going to Google
the secret life of Chris Burroughs.
I bet there's got to be somebody's done one, wouldn't you think?
How old is the kid?
The kid's very young.
Yeah, young little girl.
God, I hope he never knows, or she knows.
I wish I'd never met him.
She will, because she'll Google him. Oh, my dad worked on TV.
He was in love with me. He said that he'd never been so comfortable with someone.
The kid's going to find out that her dad died with a fist and two meth rocks in his butt.
That's my dad.
He suck.
Yeah, she looks to be about, I don't know, 7-8 years old.
Is that his wife?
Is
that his wife? Wait, because she worked in TV, too.
Yeah, she was attractive.
This is his wife right here. She was Asian.
Oh, man. Oh, that's it. I didn't notice. I don't see color, so.
She looks a little like Connie Chung, doesn't she?
Yeah, a little chungy. Kind of
something he needed besides her, unfortunately.
Oh,
unless she's pregnant.
You know, it's weird. He doesn't. Oh boy, he doesn't look. He doesn't look like the kind of guy who would do that.
No, I'm not picturing him with a fist in his butt and two meth rocks.
Like after you see those
and the filter, the popper filtered mask. Just not picturing.
Like after
that
you
at
see
all.
Those stories, and then you see like the picture of the guy. You're like, oh yeah, now I can see it. Kind of like.
Yeah,
I don't know if you taste something like say you taste wine. It was there's notes of leather in there. You're like, no, there's not. And then once that idea is implanted, you're like, oh, okay, sure. Looking at that guy, I still don't see him doing this.
He looks too soft to take a fist in his butt.
Maybe that's it. He does look too soft. Who looks tough enough to take a fist in their ass? Clayton Patterson.
No.
What?
No.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he does. I just see he looks tough enough.
Here's something about the secret life.
Does it
Burroughs.
Never mention the name of the dude that was with them?
No, it didn't.
He's on Grindr, though, if you want to find him.
Okay. I'll just pull up my account.
You got to be in the same area, though, don't you?
This guy did not want to write about this, but then it came out elsewhere, so then he decided he should write about it, or he could,
the secret life?
Yeah. Situation was sexual. It was pretty horrible. Could have been a surprise to his wife or... A surprise? Yeah, I think
that's safe to say.
I don't think anyone thought this was a situation. Burroughs found a days in motel after fairly awful hookup. Well, how do you know it was an awful hookup? It was probably fine until...
The result?
he partied too much. He had a meth overdose. But if he had taken the right amount of meth, it wouldn't have been awful at all. He would have been happy as hell. He apparently lived for this stuff. With either a drug dealer. Well, you know, he's a drug dealer. Either a drug dealer or a male hooker or a combination. He met him on Grindr. This article's bumming me out. More graphic details can be found. Oh, should we go to theblast.com and look for more details?
I just want to know what dusted the filters with poppers mean. Like, what's the filter?
I don't know. I don't think I want to know about it. I think I'm going to skip this stuff.
Wait a sec. The filter of the mask.
Yeah, right. Oh. That's what I assumed.
Okay, so that's how he inserted the poppers that way.
Oh, this guy did say, now we see why his family raced out to raise money on GoFundMe before the truth got out.
Jesus.
There might be a problem with life insurance. Imagine life insurance. Do we pay out on this? Meth rocks in the butt, you had a fist, and the popper filter mask?
If you're asking the question, it's always no. We don't pay out. If there's any question, no. We don't pay out on it.
I didn't think they rushed out to... The GoFundMe usually comes a couple days after somebody dies. I mean, is that really fair to say the family rushed out? Before the fist in his butt gets out. Get that GoFundMe up.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that sucks.
Let's see what the blast has. What the fuck?
I don't see it on the blast.
What else could there be? I mean,
I read the story on the fist in his ass?
Well, there's one part about a second rock of methamphetamines was entered through his anus.
I think we're aware of that.
What?
I don't know.
Sure?
I think we covered that.
So I see multiple GoFundMes. One of them is up to $36,000, and the other is $80,000.
Well, it's not their fault.
And they're on behalf of, you know, his wife and
daughter. Take it out on the wife. The wife didn't have a fist and two rocks of meth
in her butt. Oh, here you go. Instead of going home, he set up a meeting with a man at a motel in Glendale for an afternoon of hardcore sex. The two allegedly met on Grindr, and he had hooked up. Oh, they had hooked up multiple times in the past.
Yeah.
That's why he felt so comfortable.
He answered the door nude.
Yep.
He answered the door fully nude. He set up the room with DJ-style lighting, S&M toys, lubrication jelly, and a massage bench.
What a great host.
Did the Days Inn keep all that stuff? Do you think they just left the room decorated that way? The Chris Burris room?
The Chris Burris suite.
Two men engaged in various forms of sexual... Wait, what else did they do? What do we not know that we didn't?
Any kind of sexual activity you can think of, I believe they tried.
He gave his companion a syringe full of GHB and a bottle of Gatorade?
What a great host. I'm starting to like this Burroughs guy.
Two became intimate again.
Gatorade, is it in you?
Burroughs allegedly used another rock of meth before engaging in more sexual activity. He also used poppers. His companion was feeling fine until the man noticed him making a strange noise and flipped him over to realize he'd vomited inside his S&M mask.
Oh, man.
Man called 911 and began to perform PPR. See, I got to believe a lot of people would just be, I'm the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you met the guy in Grindr.
It can be traced back.
Yeah.
I wonder which mask it was. Like one of these. Oh,
probably. Well, it's got to have a filter on it, though.
His companion was cooperative and no foul play suspected.
Wow.
They don't answer the door nude. Oh, I guess this guy told him.
That's a pretty nice host. I mean, if that's what you're into.
By the way,
it's the number one leading story on The Blast.
They really need a massage bench? What are the S&M toys?
They didn't want to get, they didn't want to get on the...
ball gag.
Is there a young child there?
Well, today's in, they thought the comforter was dirty.
What?
They're sticklers for cleanliness.
Are you getting reviews from the Days Inn?
No, I'm just making it up. The idea that cleanliness was an issue is funny to me. When the guy's putting his whole fist in there.
I'm looking up I Googled S&M toys.
Oh, that must be a fun Google search.
Give me children's toys, are they?
No.
Restraints, bondage gear, nipple toys, collars.
Nipple toys.
Headgear, cock and ball toys.
Ugh.
Impact and spanking toys, puppy play. Oh, that's weird.
What's
guy's
that?
Got this dude has a bone in his mouth, a giant bone.
What kind of bone?
What's his name? It's a giant dog bone.
Oh, okay.
What? And you just put it in your mouth. That's weird.
I guess so.
Some reviews on that Days Inn, that specific one. The first one that pops up, it's so gross. It smells like cigarettes. The elevator stinks. Super dirty. The buttons are broken. The AC heater is broken down. Wallpaper is coming off. Fridge is broken. Bathroom appears clean, though.
Oh, okay.
It only gets one star from me.
Oh, there's a picture. Click on the picture. What is that a picture of? Oh, big deal. Get over yourself, lady. What's so wrong with that picture?
I don't know. Look, the walls are a little
yellow. Yeah, it's a little gross, but it's a Days Inn in Glendale. Yeah. I mean, that, lower your standards. Any one star?
They're all one star.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, read some more reviews.
What else? Brandon? The staff says that it's a smoke-free property. However, there was an event held in one meeting room, and everybody was smoking. So people.
Now, see, if you were a smoker, you'd give that five stars.
Next review, please.
I imagine this hotel was really nice around 1960 when it was first built. Now, not so much. It's tired. They charge extra for parking. They charge extra for breakfast. They charge your card
for
a deposit.
Extra for your closet?
Yeah.
What?
None of this was clear when we booked our room. Avoid at all costs. Very poor, maintained hotel. It should not qualify as a hotel. This is a horrible place.
Qualify it as.
This property needs a lot of work. The owners have let the property become old. The elevators don't work. The rooms are old and dingy.
Once again, Days Inn, Glendale.
Yeah.
What
yeah, but Chris Burris is as a news anchor hanging out there. I think they'd spice it up for him a little bit.
It's got celebrity
potential.
Well,
yeah, they named that suite after him.
What else, Brandon?
Not worth it. Avoid if possible. It's smelly. There's a parking fee, which is never mentioned. People are very upset about the elevator and the parking fee. But that does suck. Very bad motel.
If it stinks, if you're sticking your foot in somebody's butt, you might not be as worried about it.
Don't waste your money.
No, they're a stickler for cleanliness.
The rooms are very worn out. The sheets are gross. The blanket is stinky.
Maybe that's why they brought the massage bench in, because the sheets are gross.
This hotel smells like something from the 1980s. The full-size beds cardboard thin.
Did the 80s smell bad?
Well, I think now maybe something from the 80s would smell bad.
Alrighty.
The bathroom is dirty. The sheets were filthy. So there's a lot of...
That's not a place I'd want to die or stay.
Or get a fist in your butt. Unless it was your own fist. You love your own hand so much.
I can't do that to myself, though.
That sucks.
It's like I can't blow myself.
Well, you need to work out. You need to work out with the Me Too lady's son. Teach you some yoga, some good life,
some
coaching.
Life coaching. Maybe do a podcast with him.
Yeah.
Sure.
How bad that guy's podcast is, by the way. How boring can that be?
Ask and you shall receive. Let me see if I can find it.
Okay. By the way, I listened to a little of Kennedy's podcast yesterday.
How's she doing?
She's doing fine. They need a mixing board, though, because she plays the music, and then the music just cuts off, and her voice comes in.
Yeah.
It just cuts.
Well,
doesn't fade at all. She can't.
She's learning. She's learning, and she's got some nice segments on that show.
I agree.
Does she have any sponsors yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
How to Become an MF Legend by Dijon Bowden. That's this podcast.
An MF Legend.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear this because I would like to be an MF Legend.
29 episodes. Should we just go to the first one?
How to become
your own boss?
Yeah. Let me read some more topics.
It's how to build your brand.
Oh, geez.
You are not the boss
of
me.
What an asshole. It's kind of hard to read these here. How to expand your mind. Expand your mind. How to grieve and heal.
Oh, shut up.
Boy, these sound awful. How to be
God. He's so deep.
How to be sober AF. They're only like 30 minutes long. Some are 11.
You don't want to just be sober. You need to be sober as fuck.
Man, he only did it for a while. Well, let's listen to his most recent one. That's how to build your brand.
Okay.
Wait.
We could use some brand
What's
building.
What's the day around? Today?
It's the
24th?
It was released today, so at least he's still doing his podcast. That's
oh, okay.
Cool.
Maybe he'll reference the accusations.
In the realization of your full creative potential.
A lot of bass.
Uh-huh. Good luck with your podcast.
Each episode, we're going to be sharing tips and insights to help you unlock the greatness
just like my
that
tip.
Is already inside of you.
Not a man who lost that lady's arm.
Okay.
Time is up.
What's good, party people? Welcome to this week's episode
of How
to Be a Motherfucking Legend.
You're supposed to be so sober as fuck.
With a YouTube expert. I just came across her because she, what's the name of your Facebook group where you teach people about YouTube?
YouTube Marketing Mastery.
Oh, nice getting a plug. Nice having a chick on.
And she was just always sharing
who are you?
Useful information and also her wins when she would like make money doing YouTube. And I'd just be like, man, I really want to be able to do that. So I started following her path and It was really interesting.
His website has been taken down.
Information, and now I'm starting my YouTube channel. So thanks for the inspiration.
Oh, cool. He's got a YouTube channel.
Yeah, too. I'm excited for you. It's a fun journey.
Fake.
Yeah.
You're boring. You're not excited for him.
In the YouTube
You just want to plug your YouTube on this guy's terrible podcast.
In my seventh year of running my online business, but YouTube I've really gone all in the last 2 to 3 years.
Okay. And what were you doing before you got into the YouTube and your own business?
Before YouTube and before really focusing on video, we were doing a lot of social media and blogging.
Wow.
So writing content around
unique.
Fitness, workouts, recipes,
Nobody
things
does
like that.
That
for women worldwide who are interested in being healthy.
Mm. And that was with your sister.
Well, people are interested in being healthy. Is that a thing?
Yeah. And then when was it that you were able to make your whole career like based off of this YouTube stuff?
This is going too fast for me.
Well, it was an interesting
you're not learning how to build your brand.
My sister and I were running that business for 5 years together online in fitness and women's health. And then she got married a few years ago. And so I was left with the decision of what do I do next? Do I stay with this path? Do I keep running this business? Or is it time to also move on and do something new?
Time to move
on. And luckily, because of the revenue we were generating, not just through YouTube ads,
I love hearing complete zeros
brand interview. Deals, sponsorships,
she's not saying
and
anything
selling digital
either.
Products online,
it's all generic.
I was able to have the space to not have to jump into something new right away. So
oh
I basically took the year
cares?
Off and traveled. And over time, a bunch of people just kept asking me, how are you not working? Like, what do you do? Why are you traveling the world? And
you're not.
Like, who is paying for all of this? And my answer was always,
what an insult.
It's YouTube. Like, YouTube is continually generating traffic to our website.
Wow.
And eventually, over time, people end up buying programs in that way. So,
wow, you're amazing.
Enough people
my
started
she's
asking that I
forever.
Took it as little
There's no way
the
he's still awake.
Like, people
he's
need
already
help
thinking
with this
about me tooing her.
You should start teaching them.
You should be. I'd be
you
up for it.
Wonderful. Forever so when did you start teaching nothing.
Them? This is my second year teaching. And and helping people learn how to use YouTube for their online
and how
video.
Much do you scam them for, ma'am?
Wonderful. So you live a life where you can travel
what do you charge for your
around the world
seminars,
wherever you want.
Where you rip people off.
What's your net worth, by the way?
All from YouTube.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I won't say all from YouTube.
Oh,
YouTube is a big piece
of
it.
Oh, the story's changing.
Yeah. Well, YouTube, I guess, generates the traffic that goes
Come on,
to your
dig,
website
man.
Where people buy programs.
Great observation.
Yeah, right. Correct.
Yeah, I feel like this is the new model for business because the school, the traditional schooling
model, the new
model really
for business
outdated, right? It's like everyone I know has a tremendous amount of debt, like several hundred thousand
yeah,
dollars.
Education sucks.
Going to a school where you're taking
just have a YouTube channel.
You may or may not be interested in, like maybe you're taking prerequisites
Very practical
or
advice
that you don't really care about to get a diploma that may or may not be useful. And now I feel
may
like
may or may not be useful.
Entrepreneurialism and like learning.
Can you pop me
a
higher. Everyone will have a business eventually.
Doing it directly.
All right. Sorry.
Right.
Is my audio off today, Brandon?
Over the last 10, 20 years.
She's so ignored what he said.
Just I'm ignoring him. I'm talking to Brandon about how my sound sounds much lower than usual.
The possibility that's available.
Is there an advertiser for this?
He didn't have one, no. And his website's been taken down.
I'm shocked.
Should I report a concern on his podcast to iTunes? That he was Me Too'd?
Somebody else will do it.
It's like a reign of
he has not, okay. He has not done anything on this, and it's 5 minutes in. It's just been all her talking about her stupid page.
Oh my God, you ever stop talking?
To help support you if you are ready to go all in.
That's wonderful. So what are some of the...
I was wondering how he's going to respond. Let's go to the end. I just want to hear the end.
But I am
oh my God, she's still talking. It's 22 minutes.
Reopen that love and... possibly put some things in recording so that I can have a little archive of all the songs.
Oh, so we can hear you again?
Oh, amazing. That's so exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Wow, amazing. That's so exciting.
Good for you.
This is just a way for him to
just phoning
assault women.
Why is he phoning this shit in?
To see how your music is going.
Yeah, please do. Please hold me accountable. Yeah, right. I have a goal for it.
Hold me accountable. Who asked someone to hold them accountable? Please hold me accountable.
All right, Liz, thank you so much for being on here. That's this.
What is with people? They want
to
be lectured to? They want to be held accountable? Held me accountable.
Wait, can I hear the beginning again? Who is? I'm more interested in who this chick is.
Good party people. Welcome to
Don't mention her name.
Episode
She'll get attacked.
Of How to Be a Motherfucking Legend.
Can you bleep it, Brandon?
I'm here with a YouTube expert.
Okay, thank you.
I just
Boy,
came
is that
across
terrible.
Her because.
Whatever.
I'm sure she's a flaming success, but
I think her net worth is searchable.
I don't know. Hey, she probably
she's hot.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's the part of the story we didn't get.
Oh wait, maybe she's not so hot. Oh, she's deceptive.
She's sneaky hot.
She'll give you YouTube training.
She travels the world.
I know, I just want to
go, Scott. Where do you get all the money?
I just want to know how much her services are. Oh, she has a YouTube course. A YouTube channel audit. She does everything that they do for you.
You know, I saw something this morning and it reminded me of something else. And it was really, I don't know why it amused me so much, but you know, Ja Rule, I keep reading about Ja Rule. Okay. Fyre Festival. For some reason, nothing is his fault.
Yeah. But he takes full responsibility.
He's just the name behind it. He promised everyone refunds, by the way. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Has everyone gotten their refund?
It's slow. Has anyone gotten a refund?
I'm not aware of anyone getting a refund. I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe everybody's paid back. But
well, that lady in the Bahamas got some money thanks to a GoFundMe.
Yeah. Ton of money.
Good for her.
Yeah. I mean, the GoFundMe money is flowing towards the people that really deserve it.
But that just paid for the catering. It didn't pay for all those workers.
The workers, yeah. Anyway, I keep reading about he's putting on a fire festival too. He might. And I'm like, how can anyone even report this? I mean, it seems to me it would be Ja Rule talking about Fyre Festival 2. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, that should be the headline.
I think that's really, isn't that really the headline?
Not really, no. I see it reported like it's just the most normal thing in the world.
Not going to happen.
Well, I mean, I just find that when I read about him, it should be this dope.
Yeah.
I mean, I would use his name once and then refer to him as this dope the rest of the story because, I mean, he was part of the biggest scam in the history of putting on concerts, wasn't he? Or events, for that matter. And then he's on the documentary saying, oh, it's just false advertising.
It's fraud.
He clearly takes no responsibility and takes it very lightly, like it's just a walk in the park for people to fly to an island in the Bahamas and get scammed.
Well, it was for him. It was really easy for him to go party with models down there.
Yeah. And by the way, the models, he made the models uncomfortable. We did hear that also.
I have a feeling he makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
So, anyway, is he a giant success? I'm really not. I don't really know much about his music.
He had some pretty big hits.
I mean, people still like his music a lot
now.
I don't know.
I don't think he's had anything in what 18 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, maybe more. Probably more like 10 years.
Well, I remember when I was doing a lot of deep diving on some of bands I used to like in the 80s and stuff, just to see what they were doing now.
Yeah.
And if you search on YouTube live, you can see what venue types they're playing. And a lot of times it's like, ooh, boy, that's a small crowd. Ouch.
His last studio release was 2012, and before that it was 2004.
Okay.
So he's not been terribly busy.
I just assume watching that the Fyre Festival thing, he acted like he's some big star.
Yeah.
You know, to this day, like he, you know, they're flying around in private jets. And of course, that was all Fyre Festival money. So probably wasn't his money.
His biggest hits were the couple songs he did with J-Lo.
With J-Lo?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Anyway, when I was doing that diving on 80s bands, you know, we went into that one thing, which I just couldn't stop watching, which was Men Without Hats, the safety dance band, playing on Australian TV, and the weather forecast was going on underneath them. Mm-hmm. And it really was
with the classic, the safety dance.
Yeah, on morning TV. And
the band was so great.
She misses a note on the keyboard.
After she just coughed into the mic. Does he spell it out live?
He's got his head shaved. She does, I think. S, 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 S. She does fake echo. She makes up the echo.
S, S, S.
There's the weather.
F, F, E, E, E.
That's not real echo, though.
Y, Y, Y.
They can't get an echo machine?
What are you talking about, bout?
Oop. Oop.
Oh.
Ooh. Ouch. I think the lead singer's the only original member.
We can dance if we want to.
And I'll describe what's going on underneath him.
Oh, the weather's currently 7 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
Langley RCMP looking for a 65-year-old man. About 3,000 people attend the Victoria Pipeline protest.
The big
currently
news,
8:50 a.m.
The giant news logo on the left behind the keyboard player.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Dalton McGuinty might run for federal liberal leader.
Oh, those aren't the right notes.
The province announces plans to reform the justice system.
Who's this dude?
The guitar player comes in. He cranks it up a little bit.
He's rocking out
hard.
He's
trying
to
save it.
There's their social media manager in the shot. We can dance
if we want to. S&P upgrades Vancouver's credit rating.
I think the Tigers World Series score comes in because it's 2013, I believe.
Romney and Obama face off in final presidential debate.
Oh, it's 2012?
Yeah. San Francisco to face Detroit in the World Series.
Thank you.
Oh, solo!
I gotta say, I love that guitarist look, by the way. Totally bald head. Sideburns. And that's
soul
it.
Patch.
Like, no beard.
He
oh, he's got
patch.
Soul patch, too. The sideburns are bizarre, though. They just look like almost like parentheses on his head.
Like, guys,
like insert
traffic.
Face here. And they just put his face where that head was.
But you can see this is the whole concert. What else about Men Without Hats do you really need to see at this festival?
Wait, there's traffic at King Road, by the way. There was an accident at King Road.
I predict he's married to one of those two chicks, probably the one on the left.
Lindsay Lohan will not be charged for her NYC car accident.
Cool.
Meanwhile, the safety dance is being performed live.
Tomorrow will be 8 degrees Celsius.
I like when there's a safety in a football game, instead of doing this,
doing this,
the safety dance sign.
It isn't an echo.
Today, I consider myself, the luckiest man on Earth.
Is it echo pretty easy to do?
It's not. Yeah, I think so.
I guess it's just easier to go S.
The Lions lost 7-13 to the Chicago Bears.
I think they used a Chuck Berry fart to make that effect.
Are you surprised they let him play this long?
A little bit.
I mean, he does the whole song.
He's wearing those crazy glasses, too. His wraparounds.
You can't see his eyes tearing up.
Yeah, they're very Bono-ish.
You can see his eyes tearing up.
Oh, he's got a ponytail.
Realizing what's going on as he's doing it live.
If he looks in the monitor, he may have a heart attack.
I told you no cry on below me.
Chance.
A bomb scare closes part of downtown Vernon.
So bad. Well, I mean, this is just, it's just grim. I mean, I hate to say, it's like, Men Without Hats were, okay, they weren't a huge band, but they were hot for a minute.
Song was huge.
Yeah, I mean, he's still playing festivals. I got to hand it to him for that.
I was just looking at,
Ooh, looking at the applause. There's pretty good applause for that.
I was just looking at the their Wikipedia page and all the former members.
Oh, yeah.
There's honestly 40 former members.
Well, I think they find out that...
they were sold a bill of goods by Ivan.
Not much money in this anymore.
So here's Ja Rule, though.
Yeah, so Ja Rule reminds me of this because he's playing halftime at a basketball game, which is really not a good sign for his career.
Not just any basketball game, but 90s night at the Milwaukee Bucks game.
And, okay, first of all, the equipment, it's for some reason the equipment's not right. He you know, he's a karaoke act.
Yeah.
So they got to be cranking the music, and somebody's asleep at the switch. And when he's when he's wrapping up. The players are out shooting on the basket.
So the stage just...
The ball's getting loose near the stage area.
For the imagery, the stage basically goes from, what, free throw line to free throw line?
About, yeah.
And Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, is shooting, like, I don't know, from the three-point line in front of it while all these dancers are surrounding him.
And they're chasing balls in front of him. And
But notice, pause it for a sec. One of the first things he points out is that, I'm not really a 90s act. Like, that really bothers him that he's playing 90s night.
Yeah, thanks for destroying the concept, Ja Rule.
They said this is 90s night. So they brought out a 2,000 artist.
Sounds like a scam.
But my album came out in 99, so I guess that counts. Sanchez, we ready?
Who the hell is Eduardo Sanchez?
Can you hear the crowd?
Are like just, we ready?
What did that guy say? They give me time to load up? Back it up. I want to hear him. But go further back.
Are we ready?
Oh, your karaoke music has to load up?
So I guess that counts. Sanchez, we ready?
1 second. I'm loading up. They get it, give me time to load up.
Are we ready?
He said 1 second. I got to load up.
He's talking to the crowd. No, the crowd's not ready. They're not responding.
I guess not.
Oh. Doesn't that just sound like normal crowd bustling?
Yeah. How many people?
All right. Turn me up. Turn me up. Milwaukee.
I mean, how many people bought tickets to see Ja Rule? I mean, the Bucks are pretty good.
I don't know. I think, yeah, down there at the end, you'll see the players shooting around while you're still out there. I think I'd rather be Men Without Hats. At least they're controlling their environment.
Yeah. That one said they isolated just as Mike, or just as Mike was isolated.
Okay. Hmm.
Okay. Hmm. How embarrassing. Hey, at least it won't be the worst thing he's ever done.
No, that's true.
It's going to be pretty impossible.
Almost anything he can do, he got paid.
Here he is shooting in front of the dancers.
Three-pointer. Like, he has any idea who Ja Rule is? You think he knows who Ja Rule is?
No, he probably wasn't. I mean, he was probably...
He has dancers with him?
A couple years old when his albums were coming out.
Yeah, he's, what, 20? He's in his young...
Wonder what those dancers... 20s. Do you think the dancers got, like, 50 bucks?
Oh, I think those are just the Bucks dancers.
So oh, they are.
They're on the clock anyway.
Oh, he borrowed them.
Yeah.
So he picks up people like Chuck Berry used to.
Yeah.
And he borrowed the fart.
You think he's paying that many dancers? Question is, what did they pay Ja Rule to do that?
I think that pays more than you'd think.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you talking like 10 grand?
Yeah. Yeah, something
no,
like that.
No, to have Ja Rule perform at halftime.
Oh.
Well, remember the first year the Pistons were doing that quite a bit.
Quick Change. My favorites were Quick Change.
They made quick. 10 grand, though.
I think they made like 5 grand.
Really?
I think so.
Surprised
I don't know. Maybe not.
Blown away by that.
I mean, they have those frisbee catching dogs and stuff.
How much did William Hung get paid? To remember, then end up crying.
He wouldn't do an interview because he wanted to be paid.
Yeah.
So he got his ass booed.
He did an interview with Fox, too, because American Idol was on Fox, I guess. And was it every minute that was going over, they were going to charge them?
Tell me your name.
Which they should have. They should have gone over just to see them charge him and laugh in his fucking face.
Like it hung. Yeah, baby. Talk
remember,
to
this,
me.
This was a thing.
Tell me your side.
I know.
You're switching sides like a Gemini.
Back when Idol was good, when you could laugh at, like when you were allowed to laugh at people.
Yeah, baby. Cheap bass, cheap bass. Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves.
You're a big William Hung fan?
I go crazy because she looks like a
bop,
but
today.
She stings like a bee. Like every girl in history. Cheap bass, cheap bass.
Thank
I'm
you.
Wasted by the way
Thank
she
you.
Shiflin's Wikipedia page. Let's see, William Hung.
Should we call Saint Jai's dad?
Yeah, yes.
To comment.
Yes. No, we should. Do we still have his number?
Yeah.
Let's call him.
You know, every time we call his dad, it's the loosest reason to call him. This might be...
The looser, the better.
Yeah. For no reason whatsoever. They weren't even on the same episodes.
You rapidly developed a cult following. What's Sinjaya's last name?
Malachar.
Yeah.
Malachar. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Malachar.
Mr. Malachar.
William Hung fan site set up by realtor Don Chin and his wife Laura recorded over 4 million hits within the first week. Appeared in several television shows, featured in several magazines, invited to MTV Asia Awards.
Cried.
Remixes of Hung's audition performance to top professionals. Online petition to get him back on American Idol. Got more than 100,000 signatures. So the White House probably answered it. Hung was brought back. Mr. Malachar.
Yes.
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike Show. We've called about Sanjaya in the past.
Yes.
He was trying to, apparently he asked us to call you to get in touch with him, and we didn't have much success. But anyway, we were calling to see if you had any contacts for William Hung.
William
Hung. No, yeah. I don't.
He was on American Idol around the time Sanjaya was on.
No, I don't have anything that like that.
Have you ever heard Sanjaya talk about him?
Yeah, he did. We had that when he was in Idols, but not right now. I don't have anything. I changed my house.
Oh, I see.
We are moved out from there, and I don't have no more.
Did you downsize or did you get a bigger house?
Same things, but instead downtown, close to that Seattle downtown, we come into the Tacoma.
Oh, that's great.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you're doing well. I don't know why Sanjaya said to call you if we wanted to get a hold of William Hung. I didn't know why he said you would know, but...
Maybe he thought I used to have all the information, but now I don't have it because I moved out.
Lost in the move.
Okay.
And nobody keeping connection anyway. So.
Oh, I see.
Is
he not performing anymore, William Hung? I guess you would know, right?
I don't know.
Oh.
And Sanjaya, how's he doing? Is he still singing?
Yeah, he's fine. He's living in Orcas Islands, and he's still doing the. He has theaters and over there. He do the acting in the theaters, singing.
Oh, cool!
So he's made a career out of it.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, good for him! Are there any other Sanjayas coming up in the family?
another 15 years old. He's also singing too, but he's not ready for it.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that, and we'll call you back when we need to contact anyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye bye.
Thank you, Mr. Malachar.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations on the house.
My God,
Sanjaya's dad.
He really did have contact with William Hung at one time.
What? What?
Is he punking us now? Is he just messing with us?
I don't know. He's so nice, though. He's the nicest guy.
And he just had his move. That's nice. I didn't know this, but do you know his mom was once arrested for growing pot?
Sanjaya's mom?
Yes.
Should we call him back and ask him?
I have his email number if you want me to give it to you.
Mom Jaya. She was arrested in 2005. They found 310 marijuana plants in the family garage.
Well, maybe we should call him back.
No wonder he's in such a good mood all the time.
Sanjaya.
Daddy Malachar's a pothead.
1 ounce of Purple Opal, 2 ounces of Fisherman's Friend, and a half ounce of Alabama Kush.
How far in are we, Brandon?
An hour and a half.
Why does it seem so much longer? Because we tried to do the show once and waited for the power to come on.
We did have a lost episode here where we got through a few minutes before we lost power.
Okay.
It was the greatest start to a podcast, too. It's a bummer that we...
Was there someone else we wanted to call?
Yeah, there's a woman. How old? I think she's... Boy, she's 72? 77?
I think she's older than... Yeah.
Oh, she's even older?
She seems older.
She was at her house, and a man broke in the nude, and she scared him off.
There's something about being in the nude that's different than being nude.
What's the difference?
I think I told you my friend, my friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
His father was a member of this club downtown in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Where males swam in the nude because it was all guys.
Well, that's how you do things in the nude.
I didn't never really want to swim in the nude. I mean, it was like, if there's a bunch of dudes there, we were like 12 or 10 or something.
What? A lot of nudity around you when you
sounds
were
younger. Sounds like a pedophile paradise to me. My Probably God. Two-way mirrors all around the pool. They got a birthday party coming in.
So she... Everyone get in the nude.
I thought it was pretty weird. We all thought it was funny. I mean, everybody was like snickering about the birthday party.
Just ask Jackson. She's 79. So she's at home, and this nude guy walks in, and she had
a gun. Was he more than 7 inches?
She had a gun with her, and she shot at him.
She shot at him? Did she hit him?
I'm trying to cue this up here.
Cool. I hope it's a naked dude with a boner.
You got to believe he was hard. Let's see.
But I had to be brave. So when it first happened, he started right on that part of the house, and I had been upstairs to do my exercise.
Ooh. She likes to work out. You're combined with
when
her.
Cool. Back downstairs, I heard
she has a Bosu ball.
Noise.
Sounds like she was in the
a
nude.
Noise.
And I had a blind person up in the upper room up there. So a blind I person? To see if she,
well, you know, the rando okay. blind person in your
she
house.
She said to me, yes, I'm okay, but I hear noise. By that time, the guy was at the second window.
In the nude?
He's dead.
This story.
Excuse me, he's blind.
I'm not going to find the story to be well told.
Yeah. Well, I was looking for the one where she actually swears. She swore at the guy who was in the nude.
Really?
Yeah. I said, shit, if you come in here, I'm going to blow your fucking brains out.
Get that fucking swinging dick out of here.
It's a quote. That is a quote.
She said, if you what?
I'll shoot your fucking brains out. Blow your brains out, yeah. But she swore, which is pretty cool.
Give her a shot.
What's her name?
Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn? That's a name you don't hear every day. I'm looking at those pictures of Sanjaya up there.
I know, nice hair.
It was funny. I remember Weirdo. There was a big movement to keep him on the show, and so all those people were voting, yes. even though he was ridiculous.
Ugh.
I think he was in the last five or six people.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gwendolyn?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Gwendolyn. We're calling from the Drew and Mike Network, and we had heard that that you had an intruder, and we were wondering if you could just give us a minute of your time.
Yes, I can. I have sinuses really bad, so my voice is not good.
I've got the same problems. It's terrible, and I sympathize with you. Are you okay? First of all, I don't even want to get into the interviewing business if you're not okay.
Yes, I'm okay.
Other than the sinuses.
I'm still a little nervous.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I can understand that. When apparently, was this a nude person that tried, or a person in the nude that tried to break into your home?
He didn't have his pants on.
What?
Yes. So he had a shirt on but no pants?
He had, what I saw was a hoodie. I guess he had a shirt under that, but he had a hoodie zipped up with the hood over his head.
Did he have any undies on?
I'm not sure. The reason I know he didn't have his pants on because his jeans was on my back porch and he left out here with my great-granddaughter's pants on.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wait, he fit into your great-granddaughter's pants?
What size pants does he wear?
Yes.
It's the only way he's getting into her pants. Wow, that's bizarre. And do you think there was a sexual element to this, or was he just wacko?
I don't know. Didn't anything sexual occur to me. I mean, you know, it didn't happen to me, so I don't know what his intentions was. Mm. But whatever his intentions was, I fired at him twice.
You fired at him twice. Did you hit him?
Yeah. No, I didn't hit him.
Did you yell at him?
Yes, I did. Real what? Nasty.
Oh, good. Would you dare repeat it?
You want me to repeat it?
Yeah, sure. Please.
Yeah.
I said, motherfucker, if you come up in here, I'm going to blow your fucking brains out. That's when he knocked on the back door.
Yes. So,
I mean, he took a rubber mallet, tried to break the back door.
A rubber mallet.
And I was peeping out the window. I could see him. I could see him, but he couldn't see me, and I'm just peeping, so you know what a peep like. So then he turned around. I thought he was going off the back porch and leave, but he didn't. Off the back porch is the steps to go up to the upstairs on the back to the Florida room. And in a few minutes, I don't know, it seemed like an hour, but I heard the glass break.
Oh, no. Now, you had fired your gun at this point, right, to scare him. You're 38?
Yes, because I thought when the glass broke, he was coming in my bedroom, my back bedroom. So I fired in there, but he wasn't there. He was upstairs.
So he kept coming even though you had fired your weapon?
Yes, he went on upstairs and burst the window out.
Oh, my God.
Did you yell anything at him again?
All right, motherfucker, you come on up in here now. I got something for you. And so then he just started throwing stuff. I don't know what
throwing
he was. Well,
stuff.
I can go up there and see. He just pulled, like, plastic totes that I, you know, how you store stuff in.
Yeah.
What?
Pulled the covers off the bed, poured a lot of the stuff on the bed, went through the
Paul, he just got
it was over pants.
And then I said,
love these quotes.
Let me tell you something. I got the advantage of you. I can see you, but you can't see me. You can do every damn thing you want to up there. You can tear it up, but just as soon as you come down the motherfucking steps, I'm going to plaster your damn ass to that wall.
All right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And then,
Is this when you went to go get the steps?
He threw things down the steps and threw things down the steps. And then I said, come on, motherfucker, I'm waiting on you. And that's when I knew it was bare feet. He was bare feet. He come on down the steps, tipping down the steps. But the way you come down my steps, you can't be seen. Oh. Nobody can. I mean, I can see you, but you can't see me.
Wow, it's quite an arrangement.
So he come on.
Double-sided mirror, apparently.
He come on in. I mean, he started coming down the steps, and as he come down the steps, he would have had to lay down to see me. He could see me. I could see him, but he couldn't see me.
Home field advantage.
Right. So I said, come on, I'm waiting on you. And
Wait. You just said, come on, I'm waiting on you. You didn't throw a motherfucker out there?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. Don't leave that part out of your quotes.
Do not misquote yourself.
No, I said, come on, son of a bitch, I'm waiting on you.
Yeah.
And when he got, I couldn't see his butt, just the lowest waist, when he got that 49, I fired that 45 at him. And he hollered, bitch, you trying to kill me.
Exactly.
And I said, you damn fuck, finally got it straight. You finally got the damn point. So I said, but come on down here, McKee. So he went back upstairs.
You fired at him, though, in the stairwell, right?
Right. I fired a 45 at him at the stairway.
Did you hit it? What did the bullet hit?
It hit the wall. They were hollow points. It hit the wall in here, and then it splattered out on the other side.
Ooh. Well, yeah.
Where was that blind person?
I guess he'll have to repair that for you.
Yeah, would you let him come back over to do some some drywall?
It's drywall, yes.
And then you can go, look, motherfucker, learn how to mutt better than that. It looks like shit. And then you blow it up again, and he has to do it all over.
Yes. So then when I said, I still can see you, so come on, I'm going to wait on you to come back downstairs.
It's a long incident.
And then he got really quiet. And I said, okay, he got the message. So he went back upstairs and got in the closet in the crawl hole and hid and stayed there till the sheriff got here.
What an idiot.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, when did he put on your great-granddaughter's pants?
He put his... I couldn't see him upstairs. All I know is when he came upstairs, he had them on.
Oh, okay.
And how I really know he didn't have one in the closet because his jean was on the back porch and he was bare feet. And he looked at me so funny, like, do you recognize these clothes? I thought he looked at me awfully funny.
He probably thought he looked good in them.
Yes, because I just had bought them for her for Christmas, and she really wore them one time. And they were on the floor where he had the top. It was a set. The top was on in the place where she keep them, and I went to wash, and I kept finding it. And I said, oh, that was Naya's pants. Her name is Anaya. That was Naya's pants that he had on.
Oh.
So,
did they fit him?
I couldn't hit him. He was smart. Oh. He didn't. To be very honest with you, I didn't want to hit him. The only way I was going to hit him is he got where I could see his face, then I would have had to shoot him.
I understand.
But, see, I couldn't see. My steps is coming down the steps. You can see above
his waist.
You can
see them, but they can't see you.
But he can't see you. And then the way my house is made, as he comes down the steps, I come to step to the side. He really couldn't see me.
Wow. Yeah, the court advantage.
Now, when the officers took him away, did you yell anything else at him?
Now, I want to say something, they wouldn't let me say anything. When the officer got here, I had 38 in one hand and 45 in the other one. They kept saying, Miss Agar, put the guns down. Miss Agar, put the guns down.
Wow.
Miss Agar. So I laid them down, and then they, whatever, I guess they, on whatever you call it.
Have you ever had to use your gun before, Gwendolyn?
No, never in my life.
life.
Really? How long have you had those weapons?
Really and truly, they didn't belong to me. They belong to my husband. He's deceased. He's been dead about 10 years. I was kind of kidding. But my youngest daughter, so happened, she had her, that was her gun. The 38 was hers. She kind of like lay hers around when she come in. She don't lay it around, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She keep it
in
a certain place, and I knew where it was. Now, that was the thing that saved me with the first shot was her gun.
Wow, you really know how to wield those guns.
Yeah, well, when you get in a situation like that, you have to know.
Yeah.
Now, what was the person you were taking care of who was blind? What were they doing this whole time?
She's in the room calling me, but I couldn't answer my telephone because the sheriff. She knew somebody was here because I went up when you're a blind person, you know, they might make a noise, they might say something, they might not, but I kind of keep close tab on them. So I went up in there and said, Jennifer, did you call me? She said, no, but I hear somebody trying to get, did you make a noise? She said, no, but I hear somebody trying to get in here.
Oh, wow.
And then I come back to the house, and then when I met him,
make a noise.
And then afterwards, did you say, oh, you should have seen that?
Yes.
Wow.
And then she heard what? The shots. She kept trying to call me.
Oh, boy. She's probably freaked
I forgot
out.
About that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably heard that. Wow. Well, Gwendolyn, congratulations on handling this zero. And hopefully he'll be prosecuted to the full extent of the law and never bother you again. Nor will anyone else.
I hope not. Now, I hope nobody will ever have to go through this episode. Plus, I couldn't get my dough fixes ready, so I couldn't get my bag fixed. And I was afraid because they had nailed plywood up there. And, man, this is just a mess around here.
Oh, boy. Hopefully somebody will help you out with that. But, but Gwendolyn, thanks for telling your story. You do a great job, and I love the way you handled that.
Thank you so very much.
You have a great day. Be safe.
God bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, the amazing Gwendolyn.
What a badass. Can you imagine cops getting there? She's got two guns in her hands.
Oh, man.
A 45.
Oh, boy.
Good for her.
Where's she live?
Georgia.
Is that the town? Is it Macon?
You know what? It didn't say. I think it's very rural where she is.
Okay.
Jackson County.
God, that's scary.
What is this dude's problem, too?
I know. Puts on the great-granddaughter's jeans. Yeah,
thinks he looks hot.
I think the cops roughed him up, though, because his mugshot, he's got, you know, a big old Band-Aid over his nose. And
good.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd want to see that guy with no pants on coming into my house.
No way. Dragging that thing? Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Gwendolyn's great. She's a fireball.
She rocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how old people just, they just don't want to take any shit off somebody. I mean, it could have gotten her. She's got a gun, though.
They've seen enough shit in their times.
Yeah.
I love that she kept swearing at him. And a motherfucker, too. Motherfucker. That's a strong one. Good for her. That's my girl.
So, anyway, the Oscars are tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I was thinking that if the power stayed off, we could just do the show early. And, you know, get an Oscar show in on Monday, too, which is kind of nice.
Until midnight.
I'm really less concerned about missing the Oscars.
It just doesn't mean what it used to mean. None of them really do.
Not really. The award shows aren't as watched as they used to be. But it's still a big, I mean, they're still among the biggest events of the year.
Still, though, I hate how they have to have so many award shows. There's already been like 15 in the last 2 months.
You know what?
There's some interesting.
Why do they have to pat themselves on the back over and over and over?
I know, it really is stupid. I really laughed out loud when they said, okay, we're going to do like the sound editing and the cinematography, and we're going to do that off the TV. And it's like, yay.
Yeah.
Nobody knows those people. No one knows them. And then they said, we'll do it during the commercials. It's like, well, okay, those people know them, but we don't know them. And they threw a shit, like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh, my God. You know, without cinematography, there is no movie. Without electricity, there's no movie either.
So, you know, they put it back in, right?
Yeah, they put it back in.
Yeah.
So, in other words, they are determined to keep the show long and boring.
Yep.
They're not going to fix it, so they're never going to fix the ratings either. They're never going to go in the other direction.
And you know whoever wins that cinematography award is going to ramble on about how important cinematography is and how glad he is that he has this platform
And we'll never see them again. We'll never we'll never remember their name.
Name one cinematographer.
I couldn't tell you one.
Exactly. Nobody knows cinematographers. Sorry.
I love how righteous they all acted about it. Like, oh, my God, what a tragedy. This is horrible. God.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Pick your spots. Come on. Jeez.
No one's going to watch the show because it's going to be so boring because we're watching cinematographers win.
Sorry, not sorry.
Exactly. Well said.
And who's hosting?
Nobody.
Good. Maybe that'll speed it up.
Sorry, not sorry.
Probably not, though.
I wonder about that.
What? About the host?
Yeah, I wonder if that will speed it up.
That will be.
Because it just makes me think that they'll just take their sweet ass time for everything else.
No, because I think what happens is they're just going to break it and divvy it up. There's just going to be a whole bunch of people who are quote unquote hosting. It might be a shorter monologue, and that might actually help them with the long term runtime.
At least with the Grammys and the music show, at least there's musical performances. Are there any performances?
Well, yeah, Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
They really are performing.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, they are.
That's 5 minutes I can speed through.
There will be a lot of cushion spinning tonight. But we'll gather all that tomorrow. And, you know, we had an extra hour today waiting for power to come on. So yeah. I think we ought to just wrap it up.
Fine.
And
watch the end of this
horrendous
game.
Michigan State.
Michigan's imploding right now.
It's been back and forth. Isn't it close?
It's been very, very equal. Where we are, partial score, there's 11 minutes left in the second half, but... Michigan's gone cold and State's gone on a 7-0 streak.
Take
the lead.
Let's see. Tomorrow, Trudy's in the house, of course. And then we'll get Maz on Robert Kraft, which people have been waiting for a statement out of Maz. I'm really surprised.
And he's full of joy
more
over
public.
It. He's full of joy over another man's humiliation. What kind of person would do such a thing?
You know, all these things that have happened in the last couple weeks, I just want one person to say, I'm sorry, I screwed up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be refreshing?
The last person who said sorry was Louis C.K., but that didn't do anything for him. He apologized.
It was pretty limp.
Okay. But he did apologize. He's the only one that I know that's apologized.
Yeah, it was an interesting apology. I thought he tried to say all the right things.
Yeah. And now he's never allowed to work again.
It seems like virtually every Me Too person, of course, he really didn't have, I mean, I don't know how he could have talked his way out of that. There were a lot of people on the other side.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of people who've been called out on Me Too by, you know, dozens of people. Like, oh, it's all crazy. Oh, everybody's lying. Oh, Les Moonves never did anything. Harvey Weinstein didn't do anything. Nobody does anything wrong. And, you know, when you have that kind of money and resources, you can frequently just weasel your way out of it with any charges and... I don't know. I'm just kind of surprised that it doesn't bother people more, the fact that money runs the legal system.
Yep. Runs everything.
If you're zero, you're guilty. If you have money, you're innocent. Doesn't matter if you did it.
Always about the money.
Yep. It is always about the money. So we'll catch you tomorrow and get in everything we missed today. See ya.
Coolness aside, I'd like to say thank you.
Thank you, Rudy.
Say it! Say it!
Thank you and stuff.
Thank you, Jesus!
All right, show's over, folks.
I just said thank you!
Thank you, Detroit!
Hey, thank you, it's a beautiful thing.
Thank you, media.
Talk to you later, bye.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We have to thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much, Drew and Mike.
Bye-bye!
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Detroit. I love you all.
Well, thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for everything.
Thank you. You have been a wonderful audience.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless America. Bye-bye, son of a bitch.
Seacrest, out.
See ya.